Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
I think the big storyline for us is that Reception Perception had a big data drop, as I mentioned, and I just want to get right into it because staying in the state of Florida, the Jacksonville Jaguars got Calvin Ridley reinstated by the league, and now he joins a core, pass-catching core of Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, and Evan Ingram, who the team franchise tag. I can't believe Evan Ingram is going to be a top five paid tight end in the NFL in 2023, but here we are. Walk me through what you found with Calvin Ridley, because obviously it's a pretty small sample size.
Yeah, small sample size, five games in 2021. You know, I obviously did not do his 2021 sample when he was suspended last year because I got a lot of other stuff going on. So no need for that. But I went ahead and did it as we're leading in here because he's going to get reinstated. As you mentioned, he was reinstated. Yep. So I think going into those five games is interesting because I think there is a narrative that, oh, Ridley had a great season in 2020, had 1,300 yards, but you know he had all these great years, even these great reception perception data points when Julio Jones is playing for the Falcons. Never mind that Julio Jones was like barely playing in 2020. He played in nine games. Ridley essentially already, I think, had graduated to the number one receiver role that year. But there, and then some of Ridley's, you know, fake news counting stats were not as good in 2021 or 2021 when he played last. So I think there was I'm 100% leaning into that. The rest of the, I'm sorry if it bothers people, it shouldn't bother you, but wide receiver stats are fake news. They'll be referred to fake news stats on this show, on my Twitter feed, and everywhere else going forward. Sorry if it bothers
good for you.
The reality, but anyways, the reality is like, you look at the stats from 2021 for Ridley and they are, you know, his targets are there, but like the catches aren't that, the catch rate, the yards per target, stuff like that, not that great. But man, I mean, you watch him play again, like you said, don't look at the numbers, look at the game film. The reception perception data backs it up. 76.4% success rate versus man coverage. That's right in line with where he was in 2020. 80.5% success rate versus zone, 75% success rate versus press. Again, the numbers in 2020, 76%, 81.5%, and 75.6%. Those are all right there around those same numbers. He's still a guy that wins incredibly fast off the line of scrimmage. I mean, absurd success rate on slants, curls, but also on nine routes, post routes. I've said this on the show before. I've said it in other places before. I have tried to remain cautiously optimistic about Calvin Ridley and not like get too enthusiastic because he spent damn near 2 years away from football. Right. But then you go back and watch him play and you're like, that's exactly the guy that the Jacksonville Jaguars need in their wide receiver room, James. So I'm trying to not get too excited about it. But again, the player that he is, I think perfectly complements a Christian Kirk in the slot and Evan Ingram as a move, stretch the field horizontal type of tight end. You know, if he's anywhere close to this level of player, and again, not the player in 2020, the player in 2021, the guy who he still was before he left the team.
Right.
I mean, that's a great ad for the Jaguars.
So in 2020, the guy compiled 1,374 yards in 90 receptions, right? And averaged 15.3 yards per reception. So when folks were talking about a little bit of a downturn for Calvin Ridley in 2021, it's because he goes from 91 yards per game to 56 yards per game. He goes from a 63% catch rate to a 59% catch rate, and he goes from a 15.3 yards per reception average to a 9.1 yards per reception average. But Matt, what you are telling us is, again, ignore those counting stats. Watch what this guy does at the line of scrimmage. And what you charted was that in 2021, his numbers looked almost identical to the breakout season that he had in 2020.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Correct. Yes, I think there was really no drop-off from him as an individual player, a separator. Now, an area where he definitely struggles, I don't want to say that Calvin Ridley's like a perfect receiver. I think like his separation numbers are right off of the elite tier. You know, mm-hmm. if you tick all of these numbers up 3-4 percentage points, then we're talking about the best receivers in the league. I think you know, Ridley's a step down from that. One area where he's definitely not great is he's not a contested catch guy. And I think that was some of the stuff that we saw early in that 2021 season. Clunked his way to a 40% contested catch rate in 2021. He's never cleared 70% in any of his pro seasons. He's a skinny guy. That's not his game. You know, I mean,
right.
He's a poor tester in the vertical jump. A lot of his combine numbers look very similar to a guy like Jordan Addison this past year, you know, a rookie I'm excited to take a look at. So those are some of the concerns with Ridley as a player. And I think maybe what takes him from being a really good number one receiver and keeping him there as opposed to him being a top 10 elite wide receiver. But man, again, a guy that wins that fast off the line of scrimmage can separate like that. Jaguars just didn't have anybody like that last year, despite the good play they got from like a guy like Zay Jones. He's not that type of player either. So I think they could use like maybe one more big contested catch ball winner type to kind of round out the receiver core. But yeah, Ridley, I don't think dropped anything from there. By the way, like we saw what Matt Ryan was this year with the Colts, right? You know, right. I mean, that was his quarterback in 2021.
Correct.
Let me just tell you some of these, like, why is the yards per target so low? Why is the catch rate so low? I'm just saying Matt Ryan wasn't like completely ready for the glue factory like he was with the Colts last year, but he was certainly ready to be taking a few steps back as a player in 2021, which I think is a partial responsibility for these numbers here.
I think it's interesting too, what he's able to do short and then long, right? Where he has a, you know, 93.1% success rate on slants, 97% success rate on curls, but then you flip it to the nines and the posts, right? Like he's got a 78% success rate on the nine route and a 71% success rate on the post route. Those are what an interesting combination of numbers that is for Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, such a good player. Again, I think he is, and this is all like a year and a half ago, basically, the player was that we're talking about. So we do truly have no idea what he's going to come back to be. And it sounds like based on, you know, his Twitter feed and everything he said publicly, he's very excited to get back to football and very excited to be playing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's great. So like, let's just hope the mindset is there. But again, the player that we last saw, like he is in that Stephon Diggs axis of players. He's a step below Stephon Diggs, like I mentioned, but like, Terry McLaurin, Steph Diggs, these guys, you know, Devontae Smith, these outside the numbers, like flanker receivers or high end X receivers at times, like he can be that guy. And that's like, again, the ability to win short, as you mentioned, the ability to snap back to the quarterback, that's crucial. And again, you just look at the routes that a guy like Christian Kirk is running as a slot receiver, they're totally different than what this guy is going to do from a vertical standpoint. I mean, Christian Kirk can stretch the field from the slot, but those outside the numbers throws that like Zay Jones is leaving on the field. I mean, Marvin Jones, those plays.
Right.
So think about some of those shot plays that Trevor Lawrence has taken to Marvin Jones last year. Those are going to be Calvin Ridley on the other end of those throws. That's exciting.
Yeah, it really is. You talk about a clear need for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Listen, when you can get a guy who can go outside and play, he's a value add to every team. But in particular for this team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, with an emerging up-and-coming quarterback gunslinger in Trevor Lawrence, boy, that is really exciting. If Calvin Ridley has his mind right, if he's got his physicals right, right, if this guy is both healthy mentally and physically and he's ready to play, you drop him into this Ecosphere, Matt, and all of a sudden everyone else can play the role that they're probably best suited to play, right? Christian Kirk can play a little bit of flanker, a lot of it as a slot man. Zay Jones can be that, you know, rotational piece as a flanker player as mm-hmm. well. And again, you add Evan Engram into the mix, who clearly Trevor Lawrence trusted and leaned on at the tight end position. But everyone just snaps into their more natural positions if Calvin Ridley is right. But I hear you. That's a big if. The dude hasn't played football in about a year and a half, man. Let's see what he's got.